You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello once again to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with your host, me, John Rabin. This is episode 32. It's January 30th. And it's a, I guess, relatively warm winter day in Austin. It's only in the high 40s. So, which is not what I could say about the rest of the world, rest of the country, especially up there in the north. You guys. Polar vortex. Jesus. I've got something I've wanted to talk about later about that. But I hope everybody's doing all right. Hope my sober listeners are continuing their sobriety. Hope everything's going okay with you there. Hope all the normies that are listening to me, hope you're still normaling or whatever. I hope it's been an all right week. I did a thing that I didn't think I'd do at 45, which is I took a screenshot of the end of an Xbox match and I sent it to a teenager. Now that sounds weird. Let me explain. This is not going to make it better. My coworker's 19, still technically a teenager. He and I play PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, PUBG, so it, we talk about other things at work, but that's basically what we talk about. But yeah, and I finally, it's been a while, and I won a match because he had suggested, you know, I should figure out how to use headphones when you're playing the video game. Because you see people do it, and I'm like, that's a little too hardcore. But the thing is that I'm playing at home in my room, and I'm leaning into the TV like a fucking chump, an old man. So, I figured out, got a new controller that you can plug earbuds in, and yeah, you can play the game better. Of course. Jesus. I don't know why technology makes me go, I don't know. You sure about that? But, yeah, no. So, basically, I sent him a screenshot bragging in a match of 99 people that I won it, which means I beat 98 teenagers and shut-ins. Woo. Can I put that on a resume? I don't know. That's the highlight of my week. It's not the highlight of my week, but it's the thing that's on my mind because that happened yesterday. This is what's been going on. As you may notice, this may not be a whole lot of fact-filled, informative episode of my podcast. I don't know if I'm going to have a whole lot of great insights if I'm starting off with that. But yeah, I don't know what it is, just not technology, but like processes and everything. You're so used to the way things were that like I just refilled a prescription and the doctor's office is up north, so it's kind of a pain in the ass to get to via bus. Kind of expensive for a lift, but from where I live. But so I called them and I went, hey, is it possible to refill my prescription and have it mailed to me? And they're like, yeah, yes, John. I mean, they didn't say this, but they're like, yeah. What year do you think this is? No, we're going to send it Pony Express your way. Carrier pigeon. We can send it by carrier pigeon now. There's advancement in carrier pigeon in homing technology with our pigeons that they can, you know, just, I don't know. Drones. Maybe that's the new thing. We'll send a drone your way with your medication. It's a new world. So I've been looking, I looked at the news to see if there's anything going on that I could report or let you guys know specifically about addiction-related shit. Plenty of stuff about arrests and stuff related to fentanyl, because that is the big one. But yeah, not a whole lot going on. I did see a report. What was it? It was a report in San Francisco that there are more people who are using drugs with needles in San Francisco than there are high school students. The report was that there's 24,500 needle users in San Francisco, and there's about 16,000 students in high school. Now, at first, you kind of sit there and go, God damn. But also, I don't understand that kind of comparison. That's a really slow news day. That's just kind of, that's like a filler news article. It's like, there are more people that use drugs than that work at convenience stores. What? Like, it doesn't, I don't really under, I mean, that's a lot. I realize that that's an issue, but also, so yeah, not a whole lot going on. I was going to just bring up a couple of things that I saw, because I was looking through the news, which actually brings up something. It's weird. Have you ever tried to sit there and think about what it was like? Try to remember what it was like before social media, like, and before cell phones, when you were we either read a physical newspaper or even like talking about like early aughts, late 90s, we read the news online or watched the news on TV, but it didn't permeate every 5 minutes, like just in your, it just wasn't coming at you all the time. So it was easy to just kind of go, oh man, that sucks. Anyway, let's go to the bar. It was just, you just went about your day. So it's weird to try to sit there and think about, it's like, what the fuck did we do? Like during the day, I think we talked to each other. I think that's what we did. But so I was looking at the news, and one thing that I saw that you shouldn't be eating chicken nuggets anyway, because you don't really know, is it chicken? Like, what part of the chicken? Not to bring up a hack joke, what part of a chicken is a nugget? But it's apparently they're recalling a ton of Tyson's recalling a ton of it. Chicken nuggets, because there was complaints of rubber in them. Rubber! That's, man, is that what we're cutting chicken with now? Chicken dealers, man. But, and then just like more recently, like there was Purdue Foods also had to do a recall because there were wood chips in theirs. So I think, if I could give you any kind of advice, anything that you want to take away from this podcast today, stay away from fentanyl and chicken nuggets. There you go. I think that's pretty clear what needs to be done out there. And God help you if you're still going to McDonald's for McNuggets. How the fuck are you still alive? Let's see. Also in the news, there's something about Brexit. I read it. I'm still confused by it. So I got nothing to say. To be honest, there's so many people in America that when they found out about Brexit a couple of years ago, that it was like, everybody kind of went, wait, there's a European Union? So we're, England, I'm sorry, but we're just kind of like, we're confused. We don't even understand how your government works. So this whole thing, I don't have anything for you. Also, this was, I gotta bring this up. There's a crowdfunding site called Pledge Music, apparently. And they've run out of money. It seems like right in the middle of, it's crowdfunding for bands, I guess. But, I had to read this. This is from BBC because this is mind blowing, for me at my age because of who this involves. All right. I'm going to read it and try to hold back. I can't hold back the commentary. Here it goes. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, Jesus Jones was a successful indie band with hits like International Bright Young Thing and Right Here, Right Now. I remember Right Here, Right Now. I don't know about the other one. Now older, the band have other jobs, of course they do, but are still keen to keep on playing to the legion of fans who remain loyal to the group. Legion? Jesus Jones has a legion of fans? How many are in a legion? Let me see here. Hang on. Can I Google how much is a legion? Let's see. All right. Okay, so this is from about the Roman Legion. A typical legion of this period had 5,120 legionnaires, as well as a large number of camp followers, servants, and slaves. So that means Jesus Jones has about 5,120 fans who all own servants and slaves. Good to know. Okay, that makes sense. Anyway, back to the article. Let's see. Okay, so keep their own plan on this. All right. Step-in crowdfunding platform Pledge Music, which I've never heard of. It was set up a decade ago to help both established bands and new names make it in the music business. Well, if they're established bands, they don't need your help to make it in the... Anyway, by bypassing the traditional music labels and accessing money direct from their fans. Under the model, fans pledge money to a band for a particular purpose, for instance, making a new album, and when the project is completed, the musicians get the funds. Thanks to Pledge, there is now a new Jesus Jones album, Voyages, ready for release. But things are not going as well as the band members had hoped, and it has nothing to do with creative differences or an inability to finish the album. That's too bad. Pledge Music appears to have run out of money. And then there's the screenshot of the Jesus Jones Twitter feed. Holy shit, they have a Twitter. Sad to say, but don't pledge for anything on Pledge Music as of now. Remove any funds you may have sent them, please retweet so no one else gets stiffed for their money. I think the only people getting stiffed is you. But let's see, Voyages was completed in October and the band was hoping to get paid quickly afterwards. I spoke to Pledge and was told payment was pending, but it turns out not to be entirely true. And we worked hard on this, and we deserve what is due to us. After failing to get answers from Pledge, Mr. Baker turned to Twitter. He told the BBC, "That tweet has gone viral. It is probably the most viral we have been." That's true. Which is not good. Because people listening to this didn't hear anything about it. They probably don't even know who you are. I know who you are. Because I was in high school when Right Here, Right Now came out, and that was a good song for a month. So, I've just brought this up because it's Jesus Jones, everybody! That's crazy. Is EMF coming out with a new album? Waiting for that one. Spin Doctors? Where are my Spin Doctors? Can we crowdfund a new Spin Doctors album? I'd like to not listen to that as well. But, that's just weird to me because most bands, what they don't go through something like that. What they do is they go through a more established crowdfunding site to get, you know, Kickstarter or whatever else, GoFundMe or what, Indiegogo, I don't know, just whatever, pick one. And then they raise enough money from their legion, and then they, you know, that pays for the album to be made instead of saving money and getting it done, you know, like we used to do back in the, like in their day of all the, of all days. And then once you make the album, then you release it online through stores and people are going to buy it. You've got a legion. They just didn't want like Amazon and iTunes getting a cut of the money. I think that's really what it is. It's like, no, the money will come to us. Yeah. Why make it convenient for our fans to buy it with this in the places that they buy all their other and listen to all their other music? Let's do a completely separate app, website for people to come get our shit. Because I did mine through, you know, I had a company that submitted my tracks, you know, my albums to the different stores. By the way, my album is still available on iTunes and Amazon and Google Play. It's self-titled. But yeah, and I started, and you know what, it has been, and it is a delay. It's a delay from the online stores. So I understand waiting 2 to 3 months to get any kind of money. I'm just now seeing a little bit of the royalties for the people who bought my album. Thank you, by the way, when I released it on my birthday, October 22nd. So I'm starting to see some of that come in. So I understand the waiting. But, yeah, that's just strange. It's just strange. I can't shake the fact that it's Jesus Jones. I tell you what, and the thing about it is that Jesus Jones released through Pledge Music. They released an album early 2018, and then they finished their next album late 2018, but they haven't released it yet. And, so they haven't had an album in like 17 years. I looked this up, by the way. I didn't, I'm not a Jesus Jones head. So their last two albums was Passages, released last year, and then they're waiting to release Voyages. I see a theme. It's really good. I don't know. I think that Pledge Music is doing us a favor by not giving them any more money, because there's a ton of albums they could still bring us. You know, our next album, Trips. Jaunts. It's our next album. Our forthcoming album, Junkets. So good thing. Tours. Jesus Jones, man. All right. Last thing. I noticed the polar vortex. There is the governor of Kentucky thinks that as a society we're getting soft. Now, this is not a new thought, but the reason that he thinks we're soft is because during the polar vortex, they're not kids are staying home from school. They're not sending kids to public school. And he's like, we're getting soft. Because, you know, he thinks that, you know, even though there's already been 6 people in the Midwest that have been killed, and that the, you know, you're talking about like 15 degrees below zero is what it feels like with this wind. That he's like, well, you know, there's no snow or ice. Because that's what kills people. Water. It's not the temperatures out there. You know, it's negative 22 degrees in Chicago. You know, they're saying the weather people are saying that, like, you can, like, this kind of wind chill that you can get frostbite in like 5 minutes on exposed skin. 5 minutes. But yeah, let's send the kids in there because, you know, they're soft. I don't It's really dumb. This is what he said. He tried to backtrack. He goes, "Well, I was being, I was being facetious and whatever." But this is what he says. He goes, "In America, on this and many other fronts, we're sending messages to our young people that if life is hard, you can curl up in the fetal position somewhere in a warm place, like a womb, I guess. I don't know. And just wait until it stops being hard. And that just isn't reality." It isn't. Well, actually, it turns out it is, Bevan, because all you have to do is wait out the fucking storm inside where it's warm. So on this particular issue, your little bitch about the way society isn't. I understand his point. Is he Republican? He is Republican. I understand his point because, yeah, there's on a lot of the way things are with advancement in technology and advancement in safety and, with medicine and healthcare and just everything else, we're able to live longer. We're able to keep people safer. And the byproduct of keeping people safe is that people can get soft. That's why you have college kids on the East Coast and on the West Coast protesting people that they don't agree with because they feel like it's emotional damage because something offends them. It's because they're so used to being in a, anything just like, oh, it's going to shatter me emotionally. And it might because they haven't had anything bad happen to them. And you got to have bad things happen to you, and I get that. But Jesus Christ, dude, you can't apply that to everything. You can't be like, these damn kids are too soft. Don't wear a helmet on a motorcycle. Seatbelts, pussies. Like, there's things that are a reason. Hey, don't go out in frostbite weather. I mean, the fucking U.S. Postal Service is suspending mail in, like, 10 different states. But nah, send the kids out there. We got to toughen them up. Look at my tough children with no fingers and minus a nose. Oh, shit. Timmy no nose. All right. Oh, what a fucking idiot. Okay, well, I think what I'm going to do coming up in the next few weeks is I want to focus on a couple things that help, because people still ask me, how did you get sober if you didn't do 12-step? And, I did my own thing, but in rehab for heroin, I really used cognitive behavioral therapy. And I've tried to use aspects of it since. And then when I was locked up for 6 months, which, by the way, that's a great way to start off being sober. You can be in jail for 6 months. That's a great way to be kept away from temptation. But I read the four agreements. And so I think I'm going to go over like the different four agreements and then CBT over the next few weeks. That'll give us something to talk about if I'm not just filling in with bullshit that I've read or, on a slow week. I think I'm going to do that next week, starting next week. But thank you guys for sticking around. Stay sober. If you're being sober, stay warm. I hope you have a good week. Be nice to each other-ish. Be nice-ish. How about that? We'll see you next week, everybody. I'm John Raymond. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. Later. Yeah.
Right.